Well, Lorena, we have lots to do this weekend. Talk about lights, camera, and action. It's the second annual Las Cruces International Film Festival, and this year it's huge.
Yeah, not to be confused with the White Sands International Film Festival.
Let's clear that up. Okay,
yeah.
So are there two festivals?
So White Sands, they kind of completed their run, and then there was a little lull. There's a little year there where we didn't have a festival at all in this area, and NMSU picked it back up and is helping with a big part of presenting the Las Cruces International Film Festival. It was its first year last year. Danny Trejo came. He was very popular with a lot of people.
My Facebook feed lit up last year with people posting pictures with Danny Trejo, who is a huge star.
He is, and well-loved in this community, too, I know. So this year, there's a lot more people coming. Brendan Fraser is going to be the
Mummy.
Yeah, from The Mummy, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to receive that.
Also, Encino Man.
Encino Man, that's my mom's favorite, so that's how I know him from, like, his earlier career. And then as a kid, I knew him as George of the Jungle. Then I got older and knew him as The Mummy. And then he hasn't been in too much since. But he's really well known and has a pretty good following. He's receiving the Outstanding Achievement Entertainment Award. If you have VIP tickets to that, I believe, you can go to the private reception, get a chance to meet him, see his little honor. And then John Galecki, who plays, who's in Big Bang Theory, he's going to be at the festival as well. Along with Don Foster, who I think is the writer and producer of the show. So we got some bigger names here. John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite, he's going to be here.
Napoleon Dynamite's going to be here. That's just amazing. I mean, he's been in several films since he did Napoleon Dynamite, and is a pretty well-rounded actor.
Yeah. He's going to be premiering, I believe, a new film that he's in. And then there's also, of course, part of this film festival is not only, you know, bringing these kind of actors to Las Cruces into the area, but also to give some smaller filmmakers, some independent filmmakers, some of this recognition and screen time. So there's going to be a lot of screenings. There's going to be workshops. There's going to be these big kind of nice events with some celebrities that you guys can attend. And all that starts next Wednesday through Sunday, March 12th.
Okay, now last week I tried to get a yeehaw out of you, and it was half-hearted. So can I get a yeehaw out of you? Because we're going to lasso up for the 18th annual Cowboy Days tomorrow.
Yeehaw.
There you go.
I did get called out by a friend for that.
Okay, so we got Cowboy Days happening at Farm and Ranch Museum?
Yeah, so just to remind everyone, this is one of their biggest events that they hold every year. It's a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. Not only for the kids, it's also for the adults. And this year they're having a big chili cook-off. So it's one of these more serious competitions. So you're going to have a lot of people seriously competing in this. But also, if your chili is just chili with an I, just to clarify.
That's right.
If your chili is pretty darn good, then I highly recommend you guys take part in this. And the public is going to be able to sample the chili on Saturday and Sunday at specific times. But in addition to that, there's always going to be some good music, food, demonstrations. It's the Farm and Ranch Museum, so it's pretty much going to come alive for this event.
Okay, and I'm looking forward to this. Monty Python Spamalot comes to life.
Yeah, so Mayfield High School, they're putting on Monty Python Spamalot. If you're familiar with Monty Python, it's just funny. So it's going to be a really great time. What I like about this performance, too, is that the Mayfield High School band and orchestra are getting in on the action. They're going to be providing music for the actual show. So that is Friday and Saturday. You want to go support these high school kids and their dreams, and they're also having fun doing this kind of stuff. So.
And it's taking place, not at Mayfield High School. It's actually taking place at Oñate High School.
Yeah,
at the Performing Arts stage. Okay, and Taste for Your Impulse, Mi Pueblito.
Yeah, a little hole in the wall place. I know a lot of people know about it, though, because they love it. This is off Idaho, and if you're driving down Solano, you might have seen it, too. It's a little bit off the ways there, but got some pretty classic food and a really nice family-friendly atmosphere. So if you want some good breakfast, some good burritos, some good, you know, just all-around classic Southern New Mexico food, you can head out there.
Mi Pueblito. Well, Lorena, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.